Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. And now to set her sights on anyone that disagrees with her and to bring into effect basically a private police state to see to it that people that do disagree and that refuse this immoral and horribly sinful lifestyle or way of living, that if you express it publicly and it's heard, well, we're going to drum you out of polite society. We're not going to let you earn a living. We're going to find out who you are. We're going to publicly identify you, humiliate you, and then strip you of your economic ability or even your right to support yourself. And so Trzezinski was writing about this. So she stumbles in. She walking to the airport where she's at a wine bar at an airport. And supposedly she is intrigued by this pair of flight attendants that's having a conversation. And eavesdrops on the conversation so that she can hear what it is they're saying, and she hears them saying things that she says are transphobic. And of course, being a famous, progressive, baby-despising, heterosexual-loathing actress, well, but any baby-despising, heterosexual-loathing actress do turn state's evidence to American Airlines. So she tweets. Now, we covered this part of the story yesterday to American Airlines that, hey, Lama, hey, American, you got people here that are, talking about trannies and not being friendly. They don't want their kids to become trannies. This is transphobic. You need to find out who these people are and do something about it. Trzezinski. Now, let's look at Dunham's reaction. She hears two people saying something she disagrees with, and it never occurs to her to talk to them directly, to attempt to persuade them or to listen to their point of view and engage with it. She might have changed someone's mind or at least gotten to understand the reasons for their views, but why wait for a persuasion when you can use fear? Why engage individuals directly as if they are fellow human beings with equal rights when you can go over their heads and use your fame and influence to pressure their employers? In other words, lord it over the transphobic hoi polloi and try and make them regret not agreeing with you.